Okay, come, come.
I'm going to be in my inventory at 8 o'clock. I can break my fast before Dominic Meyer.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do with Dominic Meyer first?
If he was there, because I want to have a meeting here.
I don't know if there's going to be too many people on Dominic anymore.
We'll have on 10 o'clock, 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Okay.
10 o'clock, I can
meet.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, everyone, sir. Okay, Rosh Hashem, we're going to dive in Mincha around 12:30-ish, maybe 12:35. What? Huh? Jonathan? Yeah, he asked if he could lay, so he doesn't come, then you can lay.
You need something to lay, not can lay.
Someone asked.
Okay, by all means. I'm just saying, we shall throw crack at you.
Well, when is my mincha? When is my mincha?
22, I
think we got released. What? 22. Well, what? Okay. Somebody asked me just as Chazrovo, we just said yesterday. Yesterday, we were learning the sheet of the Gaonim. And the standard way of presenting the Gaonim, the way the Maram al Shakar says it over, is that the Gaonim and the Gra, I mean, the Gaonim Shita, I mean, he doesn't speak about the Gra, he's before the Gra, but the Gaonim Shita is that it's three quarters of mil. The four mil has nothing to do with Hilchos Tzeis HaKochavim, and it's three quarters of mil, and then it's Laila. And that three quarters of mil starts at what we call Shkia Sachar. But Rav Posen wanted to say differently. Rav Posen wanted to say that the definition of Shkia, according to the Gaonim, is not the Shkia of the Chama, of the sun, of the ball, of the sun, but Shkia of the sun rays. And he points out that after the sun sets, like 15 minutes or so, then you can see rays that are coming out. When the sun is in its full power, you don't see those rays because you see the brightness of the whole sun is not letting you just see rays. But once you get 15 minutes or so after Shkia, you see rays like, like figures. And Simon Choke, Shimon Iron was the one who found it on his phone, the picture of those rays. And those rays you're not going to see right away because it's too much sun, so you don't see them, just like you don't see it during the day. Once you have 15 minutes or so after the sun dips below the horizon, you can see the rays. And then after from 15 to whatever, another place 20 minutes or so, those rays are going to start, I mean, right away, after the 15, they start to diminish. And they'll take, I don't know, 20 minutes or so till they're totally diminished. So those 20 minutes or so so Shkia means when the rays start to diminish. That's once it's already 15 minutes or so after the Shkia of the Chama, then, and you have those rays, the rays start to diminish. So that's Shkia Sechama, because the definition of Shkia Sechama is not the Chama. Shkia doesn't mean Shkia Sechama, it means Shkia Sa of the rays, of the Tzotzos.
Right. They're called crepuscular rays.
Crepuscular rays, Rari says. So the crepuscular rays. And then they diminish, and then that's Vaday Laila. So this way, so what did we accomplish with that? What we accomplished is that we were able to have the three quarters. We're not working with the 4 mil at all. 4 mil is not a halakhic concept. It's the 3/4 mil, but then we were able to push the beginning of the 3/4 mil to later, so then when the 3/4 mil will end, that will be the time that you will actually be able to see the stars. It'll be the same certainty whether you hold 13 or 18, you know, or whatever it is. And he says that that's the pshat, because the Gemara says, Uba Hashem Shvatayr. So So that's the source that a kohen has to wait till seisa kochavim, right, to eat truma. So the Gemara says, "Be a shimsho makafto, be a kaparoso makafto." So it was, you have to wait till seisa kochavim, and you don't have. But so the way Rashi learns it, so you don't have to wait till the next morning to bring a korban to be matir for the kohen who's nitar to eat the truma. So now the Gemara asks, but how do you know that? Maybe, how do you know bias vashemish means bias shimsho, which means seisa kochavim? Maybe it's bias oro, which is what?
The next morning.
And the Gemara quotes, says how, what the proof was. It says, you know, v'taher, not yitar, etc. And then Tosis learned, no, bias shimsho means seisa kochavim like Rashi, but the question was not how do you know it's seisa kochavim, maybe it's the next morning, how do you know it's seisa kochavim, maybe it's shkia rishona. And that's Tosis l'shitaso, because Tosis is following Rabbeinu Tam, the Balei Tosis followed Rabbeinu Tam, and that was the Gemara's question. The Kohen has to wait till seisa kochavim to eat the truma, but maybe not, maybe he should be able to eat it by what? By shkia rishona. And that's the Gemara's question. And then the Gemara gives the teretz to that. But the Gaonim learned a different shot. The Gaonim learned that Uba Shemesh means Bias Oro. And the Gemara's question, meaning when the rays are gone. And then that was the Gemara's question. And that's Seisa Chachamim. So the Gemara's question was, so Uba Shemesh doesn't mean Bias Shemesh, it means Bias Oro. And that was the Gemara's question. How do you know it's Bias Oro? Maybe all you need is what? Bias Shimsho, which is what? Shkia. And then the Gemara brings a proof. But what's the Maskana? That it's what? Bar Shemesh is Bias Oro, which is Seisa Chachavim. Because the Or, because that's, Bar Shemesh means, Shemesh doesn't mean the sun, it means the rays of the sun. And Mamela, and that's what it's all Toloi on. So Mamela, that's how he explained this pshat. So Mela comes out that the Gaonim are saying 3/4 mil, but the 3/4 mil are not necessarily starting at the point which we normally assume they start according to the Vilna Gaon. And the Vilna Gaon, you know, is the Maram al Shaker, he thought the Gaonim with Mamish and the Vilna, you know, the same idea, even though he's not quoting the Vilna Gaon, is before the Vilna Gaon, but that same idea that the 3/4 mil start right away, and then that's Rav Avadi Yosef. Rav Avadi Yosef said the Gra, the Gaonim, it's all the same. 3/4 mil, that's when there's Shkia. There's no such thing, like Rabbi Yaakov Hafen pointed out, the Gaonim is saying there's no such thing as the setting of the rays, it's the setting of the sun. So then the question is, if you hold like the Vilna Gaon and you hold like the Maram HaShakar, so then it's going to be much earlier, the Zman. Which means Bias Oro. Which is Seisa Chachom. Bias Shkia is Bias Shimsho. So the Gemara says, Uvar Shemesh, how did you know the Gemara was asking to interpret it to mean Bias Oro? That means it has to be that all the, what does Bias Oro mean? There's no Or left. It's dark. How do you know it means that? Maybe all you need is Bias Shimsho. So to that, the Gemara says, the same terrace he gave, Ray McCraw, Vietar, you know, etc.
So it comes out that
B.S. Shimsho is B.S. Oro. B.S. Uva Shemesh means B.S. Oro. B.S. Shimsho is.
The most used for the term B.S. Shemesh.
Right, but that means B.S. Oro. Right. In other words, that's why it says a Chachon. That's the worst questioning. It says Va Shemesh. That sounds more like B.S. Shimsho. But it would be B.S. Shimsho. B.S. Shimsho means Shkia Sacham. So the Gemara says, how did the Chazal know to interpret the pasuk Va Shemesh to mean Bias Oro? Bechorah should mean what? Bias.
Yes, all we know is that Seis is
Right. Right. Shkia is a lack of or. Right. Shkia just means the sunset. That's the pshuto, Vashemish, the sunset. So, but the Chazal understood, no, Vashemish means that the sun sets so much that you can't. So that's the taich in Vashemish. You have to wait till the Shemish goes so down that it's so meaning till that you don't have any or. So Vashemish means Bias Oro. And then the Gemara is questioning that. Why Taki is that the pshat? And then the Gemara gives the teres.
That's taich, right? That's taich.
Bias Oro is taich. Oh, so no, how does he know that? Because the definition of, because it's only three quarters of a mil. The three quarters of a mil is made of shmashos. So if you work with this cheshman, it has to be bias oro. So bias oro, and what does oro mean? It means the rays. So mela, and
the rays disappear.
But they don't. They don't. In fact, you don't even have the rays there, because the rays can only come when you don't have the full blast of the sun. Because if you have the full blast of the sun, you're not going to see rays. It's too powerful. So, yeah, right. No, but no, they don't even start till then, because when the sun, in other words, in the daytime, you don't see rays because the sun is so powerful. It's all lit up. You only see rays.
No, those are crepuscular rays. They last like 50 minutes after the sun goes under the rays.
No, they start.
That's when they start.
That's when they start. You understand? Because once it's too much sun, you're not going to see rays. Like in the daytime, you go outside, you see rays. You don't see rays. It's all lit up. You only see rays when the sun is further away. So then, but it's still light because of those rays. And those rays first start 15 minutes, and then they last for another 15, 20 minutes, and then it's the end.
Even if you understand that, can't you say that one of that, as well as you just be a little, can't you understand like the Ramataka that they didn't get covered in the Gupta Karma? Why that Araya for the Maripur?
He's saying because Bias, because that's the whole idea that he's explaining. What is Lila? It's Bias Oro. And what is the Beina Shmashos? And Bias Oro means that the rays stop. So he's saying, so this is right, is that we, that the Godin don't start any, there's no suffix by Shkia Sachab. That's still Vadayon. It's still Vadayon. Because Lila is the definition of Lila's Ba Shemesh is Bias Oro. And BSO means that there's no more rays. Right.
So, how do we tell that you have here?
By Shkia Sacham or Shkia Sa or.
How do we tell which one it is?
How do we know which one it is? Because the Golden of High Gold says, in Tosa Rush, that the Pshat in Rabbi Yeshua, who says, Seisa Kochavim, for his man Kriyashma, is what? Is BSO. So, what does BSO mean? BSR means that the ore of the rays is gone. In other words, those rays first come 15 minutes after Shkia, and they last for to 20 minutes, and they start diminishing as soon as you see them. Right then is like a second later. That's when they start diminishing, because, you know, the diminishing slowly, because they can first only be seen at 15, and then the next 15, 20 minutes is when they're going to diminish till oblivion. They're gone.
So these rays only start to dissipate 15 minutes after our here.
Meaning they only start to be seen then. And then as soon as they're seen, a minute later, they're starting to dissipate. But they're not seen yet, so.
They're not seen right after the ball of the sun disappears.
Yeah, because then it's too light then.
Okay.
So then you don't see rays, just like you don't see rays now.
Right. But even after Shkia, even after the sun goes down, so to speak, if the rays are not immediately visible.
Right, because they're only going to be visible 15 minutes or so late. And that's the and that's what Shkia is.
Okay.
So when the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda holds from Tishka Chama until 3/4 of a mil, he means when the rays begin to set. Not when the sun begins to set. When the rays begin to set. So that period is from 15 to 35, 40 minutes.
When do they show up at 15?
They first show up at 15.
And they start to miss him.
What?
And then they also start to miss him.
And then shortly after they start. Because you can only see them when the sun is away.
They're there the whole time.
Well, yeah, just like now they're there, but you don't see them because it's too much sun, like now, so it's lit up, so you can't see.
So that's the Beirash Moshes. The Beirash Moshes, until the rays completely dissipate.
Right. From when they begin to dissipate until they finish. That's the question. That's the Sofek Yom, Sofek Laila. Is it enough that they begin to dissipate, or you have to, so we say, you know, but once it's B.S. Oro, then it's no longer, means they're totally dissipated, totally gone, etc. So that's the Chiddush of Rav Meir Pozen. In other words, Rav Meir Pozen, he's a good man. He has the big Chiddush with Rabbi Natam, that it's 16.1, that was his, and then his big Chiddush of the Gaonim is that it's different than the Gra. And what he says also is that, yeah, so he makes, so therefore, and he says, and he thinks the minhag in Europe, that they would do melacha after Shkia, but they wouldn't wait 72, is not Minchas Kohen. And Erev Shabbos was not Minchas Kohen, because he doesn't necessarily subscribe to the Minchas Kohen, but it's what? It's the Gaonim with his shot in the Gaonim. And that's, you know, basically, as we'll see. Now let's see, but Rav Avadi Yosef, he doesn't subscribe to this. Avadi Yosef is old school. Old school, Maram al Shaker. He's a little bit before Rav Meir Pozen. Maram al Shaker. Do what's the dates of Maram al Shaka? What's his name? His name is Maram al Shaka. I think I'll get you his name. Here. Moshe Rabbi Yitzchak al Shako. Okay? It's in the Sharba here. In packet 16. Yeah, so Rabbi Mtzia Abashol, he says that no, he's saying that if you say like the 3/4 of a mil, and you hold for that shita, so then either you have to say that Seis is earlier than what we really think, or you have to start the 3/4 of a mil later. And that's what the Meir Pozen said, he subscribes to that idea. Whereas Rav Avadia Yosef, he's a purist.
Shkia,
no chokhmas. You can't see the stars. Rav Avadia also said to me the other night, yeah, so you can't see the stars. It doesn't bother him to see the clock. That's good. Yeah, so he's willing to, but even though he thought that the 20 minutes is maybe a little too early, but we're still working on what he holds.
Based on the 13 and a half, or the 18. The offshoot of the 18 would just...
Right, so...
Just for Northern...
Yeah. Yeah, you want to see... What I did was... Let me show you what I did in this packet. I took the book Jewish Chronomy.
What in
1466. Wow. So he's, you know, Rabbi Post is a little bit after him.
studies are you considered a rishon? Is it like already quasi rishon though?
Yeah, I mean he's quoted the Shach. Shach quote brings him down. Yeah. So. What? Egypt. So what I did was I took this book Jewish Chronomy, Leo Levy. He started as Chaim, as Chazan Hester points out. He founded Machon Lev, and he lived here in Washington Heights before that.
Made
Aliyah in 1970, and then he. So he is the. So he wrote one of the early books on this topic. So he's the only one, one of the few people, I don't know, I shouldn't say the only one, that is willing to put down, you know, the Vilna Gaon's sheet of Tzeis HaKachavim. He claims, here, if you look, let's take today's day. Let's do today. So let's look on page 30. Page 30. This is Jerusalem, right? So what's today's date? December 18th. Oh, they have December 18th here. See? They don't have every day here, but 18th they have. Yeah. So he says that sunset. What?
It changes here from here. You can't take it.
No.
Last
no.
Oh, really? It's day to year.
Yeah. Yeah.
What about the leap year? That's just the difference.
Yeah, same year. Okay, so December 18th. So he says in Jerusalem, Shkia is 438. And the Vilna Gaon is, the degrees is 4.81. So basically, in Yerushalayim, it's 20 minutes. 20 minutes. 20 minutes is Tzeis HaKachavim in Yerushalayim, according to the Gaon. And now let's look at December 18th in New York. What? Yeah, so how does he work now? Let's see New York now. Ah, 19.8. We didn't discuss that.
We had our maximum so far is 18.1.
Right. We saw 18 in the Kiddusha HaGrif. The Grif. Yeah, one second. Let's look in New York now, on page 32. So it's 4:30, right? 4:30 is Shkia, right? And then it's 54, so it's 24 minutes. So basically, it's only, say on a day like today, it's only a 4-minute difference. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Minutes. So he's basically saying it's only a four minute difference. And now let's do something else.
Did you work with the 13 and a half or the 8? Did you work with the
Well, that's what Rabbi Harar just asked. If he's working with the 18-minute mill, then it should be earlier.
Right.
Yeah, but maybe it's because it's a natural line. Maybe because it's on the sea level or what you see.
No.
It's
a mountain.
elevation.
Yeah, he's saying maybe because of the elevation, saying maybe it'll take longer than Yerushalayim. That's what he's saying.
Remember, we collect the grub, right, now?
What?
We collect the grub now, correct?
So what I'm showing you is... Right, so we're not going with the growth.
Yeah, but
okay, so let's go slowly. Let's go slowly. So basically it's 20 now in Yerushalayim and 25 in New York. Let's go to July, right? Should we do July 15th? You like what? July 15th? Is that what you like? Okay, well let's look at July. So let's see July in Jerusalem. July in Jerusalem, right? We have that program. So July in Jerusalem, July 15th, in Jerusalem, is 646.
Daylight time.
So it's 646 or 746. You had an hour. And it would be 807. So 21 minutes, right? So it went from 20 to 21, right? And in New York, it goes from 826 to 851 is 25. 25. No, but we added an hour for the, you know, daylight savings.
It's only 1 minute difference.
So we said in the winter it was what? It was 5 minute difference. It went from 20 to 25, and now it went from 21 till 27. What was it here? They said 1 minute. So it's 20. 21:25. Okay, but you see that the Vilna Gaon in New York, even in the summer, is only like 25 minutes. I mean, it's never a bit of time to grow. So that's why it's very hard to sit. So when people are saying, "Oh, we keep 25 minutes," it's hard to say that that's the Vilna Gaon shita. Everyone thinks, oh, we do the grah. But we don't do the grah. Because if we do the grah, then we'd be ending Shabbos 20 minutes in, right? Was it 20, you said, in New York? Is how many minutes was it?
24.
In the winter. New York is 24. And summer is 25. So no one does that, right? So it's hard. So to say we keep Rabbeinu Tam, we keep the. So who? That's the question. Who do we keep? We don't keep the Grah, and we don't keep. And if you don't, the standard people do what? They do what? They do what? Between 40 and 50, right? The shuls, the average young Israels, and the average shuls. What are they doing?
They hold
Michas
Kohen.
Yeah, if you want to say like that, you can say Michas Kohen. Or, but if you think
about the things like that, they hold the Horam Meir.
Yeah.
Right.
So they, So they hold like the Gaonim.
Right.
So then, and basically, that's what Rabban Tzion Abba Shaul says. You have to. So Rabban Tzion Abba Shaul didn't want to work with 20 minutes. So he made it, what, 27 minutes? So in New York, he would. And we have, if it's Yerushalayim 7, maybe even 34. 30. Rav Nadav Greenblatt told me that many years ago there was a Sifas Rabbanim, and they basically held 35 in New York. We don't do that today either. We keep like, but if you look, like I think this is Rav Yaakov Hoffman pointed out to me, that basically it seems that the minute in Europe was, well, like 8.5. The Rav Tukhachinsky.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah,
at 8.5. Rav Tukhachinsky. So that, now I didn't Xerox. I don't know whether the fellow is Madan Bavana was mocked to Xerox this chart. So I didn't see if I can bring it in. And he said 8.5 in New York basically fluctuates between 41 minutes and 51 minutes. 41 in the winter. And 51 in the summer, then when it's the seasons that are. Yeah, so then that's somewhere in between 41 and
50.
Yeah, similar to Ramosha. But I have a shot of Ramosha. To this fact. The next one or the next one? No, to the next chapter. It's not in this chapter.
I have
a usual.
I'm going to but what I understand, the main issue of the law is that it doesn't hold 25 minutes because the custom now, even now that we're in America,
so we understand the custom is they keep like 42 minutes, right? You never have a shul, even the only shul, okay. This is where you should look. The only shul that has the old minna from early time, you know that, which shul? See if you can guess the shul. What? No, the early one. You know who I want? Maybe you can find it online. Maybe right there. It's not. Spanish? Oh, who's that?
Yeah.
Spanish Portuguese. Yeah. What time do they hit Spanish Portuguese? You said that?
New York.
Yeah. New
York?
Yeah.
What time?
How long did it come? When do they say Shabbos ends in Spanish Portuguese city?
And they
do, and if I'm not mistaken, they make Abdullah there. You know, Spanish Portuguese, when do they. No? Does it have it?
They announced 505.
You may have the 505. I mean, somebody there struck a match, and I assume that person was Jewish. At 5:05, what was Tesh Shabbos? Yeah, so what was that? That was like 37 minutes.
37
minutes.
5:05
was
28. Yeah.
Right, 37 minutes.
Yeah. When do? When I every time I try and check their website, I get a notification on my phone that I got three calls.
This is a fast end. Okay, the fast is a five.
Is
a okay, I want to know when. Shabbos?
Abdullah.
When? Last
Shabbos? Shabbos is starting.
When? Last Shabbos. This Shabbos.
This coming up Shabbos. Very important.
So when is Shia? When is Shia?
4:30.
Okay, Abdullah is what time?
4:58.
26 minutes. So 26 minutes somebody is taking a match, and I assume he's Jewish. Right? So, I'm telling you, so they're the only ones that, so they're following the Vilna Gaon. Or what Rabbi Bajosa claims is the Gaon. They don't have this Rabbi Hosen and this, they follow Leo Levy. He was phenomenal. Why did you go?
What about the sentence?
Yeah. So they really. So that's the.
It's only at this point. It's 25 minutes. It's 26.
Yeah. So I'm still trying to get Ramadani to tell me what he thinks the Iker and did it. Because I said, what about 20 minutes? I said, that's cool.
He told Ruby that it's 25:30.
I don't know if
that
was like. Oh, yeah,
when he came with me.
Right.
They weren't the thinking about it. Look at the starting shot there. Right. I just
let that line in the
first shot. It's 4:13.
What was
that? On my mind, it's better than that. From shot to shot, 4:13.
Right, so that's.
It's 4:32.
No, 4:32.
Oh,
she's here. I told you when they gave out this thing in the Royal Dinner, they gave out this one year, and they put a stamp in that to say that you should not rely on the 4.81 because it doesn't take into account. I don't know. I think they made some.
Well, they're just saying they're not taking into account the altitude.
Sure it does.
Why?
By every.
New York City, if you're down the Lower East Side and you're watching at night, the monk is different now. New York City is more, it doesn't take into account now that they're doing Sicilia.
That's why
the Breuers has a lot higher
opportunity. You know, the hero of this is Kaya Gordine. And you know, she was in the library for decades. And she loved Washington Heights. Here to say the air in Washington Heights is no longer pure, but you're high up. She was a very believer that everyone should be living in Washington Heights. She believed that the president of the university should live in Washington Heights. And that's what she said.
Professor Levy's working with the degrees of three-quarter millionaire and three-quarters of millionaire straw, and he's just doing it to the rest of the.
Right.
So, is there anybody that holds that there would not...
Because the Gaon, look at the Gaon. The Gaon writes the Feirish that you base it on Ofek. That it's not a Shavuos.
So nobody is going to say that the Gaon is Shita, let's say, always?
No. Yeah. And the Gaon here is in the Bir Agra. He writes Beferish that it's not Shavuos. You look on page 5, the Bir Agra is of Siman Reish Samach Aleph, Bir Aleph. He says, "Shugimel Uvemil." He says, "Kolzel Lashita Satoisus Hanal Avaleisa." He said, "We don't hold from that." Team came here. Amud Hashachar Neitzachama Kivin Shkia Atzeis Kachavim. Because then the same amount of time from Amud Hashachar to Neitz is going to be between Shia and Seis. And he says, "Achush Machish." Now, why is Achush Machish? Chor Shemir Shalach Shu Shia Godol Harbe. Oh, that says a chacham machashkia. Mimuna shachu shir gadol harbei maod, ad shemei alona shachu shir gadol harbei maod, al says a chacham machashkia. ובדיס הנוטו מוצופן שאמרו לשחר מסקה בקיץ חצי הלילה כי אין צריך לראות בכלל בקיץ. Because if you're going to say that from Alos to Dates is the same from Shkia to Tseis, like the Rabbeinu Tam, then in the summer months, it's going to be very late in the northern countries. And therefore, the same amount of time that existed between Alos and Dates is going to be existed between Shkia and both four mil. Then from Shkia to Tseis is going to be that's the Gemara in Pesachim Sani. Hey, no, you can't eight Tseis a Chorav Klal B'Kaitz and the Banish Moshe's Machad of Kivas HaShkia take him out to Tachtov. So he says no, so then you won't have Tseis HaKachavim in the summer. You won't have Tseis HaKachavim in the summer. That's his kasha on Rabbeinu Tam. There won't be any Tseis HaKachavim in the summer because if Alos to Nates is 4 mil, and that's the same shear 4 mil between Shkia and Tseis, and so in the summer months it's much bigger, so then the time you get to have Tseis in the summer, it's already morning. We give him a meal, the ultra. So he says, so therefore he says, no. The real pshat is Gimel Revay meal ba'ofek, bubble. In other words, in the ofek of ofek is what? The latitude of bubble. Zman Kufas Nisim Tishrei. That's what it's 3/4, and then in other places it becomes greater. And he says, "Mitishka hu b'tchilas hashkia." Same in Yitaitis, b'tchilas hashkia. So that's what it means. Hachush makesh, because he's saying, according to you, there shouldn't be any night. How could that be? There's no night in the summer. So how do you get out of Shabbos? Shabbos will never end. In the northern countries.
Yeah.
In London, he says there's only 3 minutes of. 3 minutes of night. So you got to So you got to get to say Kriya Shema very quickly. You only have 3 minutes to say Kriya Shema. That's why someone to say, yeah. That's what someone to say. Rabbi Menashe Klein likes this. Others that maybe from Rabbeinu Tam you have to say Shabbos to answer the gross kasha.
This is why I think 16.1.
Yeah, that's because the problem. You should live there. That's what Mayor Posen says. But now I'm going to show you, in honor of the Tainus, I'm going to show you the letter of the Chafetz Chaim. Okay? Page 15, it's in the Sefer Avnei Yeshoah. It took me time to find this letter. Page 15 is the Sefer that's found. But look at this letter of the Chafetz Chaim. He got the letter from the Aruna Kabosa, who had a copy of the Prophet Chaim's letter. Israel may have the year round. Ezra said, Yom Gimel, Vayeshen. Oh, Vayeshen. Tough Reish Ayin Dal.
1914.
He wrote this letter. Akobo, Rein Vorech Shmuel. He bought the Akobo, Shechahal, Shechahal, He said, how should he keep Shabbos? Mani Shabbos, he said, Shabbos, he said,
supposing any Chalushi box on wire pulled over. He says, I'm an old man now, so I can't go through the whole sugya again. He made an issue of Amalti Kol Halacha, but when I learned every Halacha, Amalti V'tapasti Kol Prat. I went through every detail of the approach from time to time. He said, I can't redo it now, I'm an old man. He ate Aiden Kokin, said. Sounds like when I went to the cipher, and you know, the cipher was my friend was supposed to be learning. He said, Kashela Yeh, about the leading bar. My friend back to Joel, please. They are doer, the Zem Vidag Mechlaun Yisrael, Shafil, Gosh HaKayim, and Tavus, Eim HaKim, Mosh HaShavus, Lach Dal Zim. He said, the Min of Yisrael, even in the summer, is only Dal Zim, 72. The Losha Ozmanis, like what Rav Yosef. Only two places. Rav HaBeis Knesset Shal Minsk, the Shul of Minsk, the Chein HaGol Nibrisk. Who is he referring to? Thanks. Bin Hago Lahamti Shalz Manius. Aval Klal Yisrael Ein Machmir Mizeh. Makir Mechabdo Erko Haram Yisrael Meir Hakoy. This is the letter of the Chafetz Chaim. Okay, the Hema of the Chafetz Chaim. That's where I'm not fine, because I answered up the cash of the law. This way you the only problem is, who mentioned it? So Ferrari, somebody mentioned it? 72 doesn't work for all places in the world. But yeah, what do you think, Akiva?
In Minsk, first of winter, and I don't know, some of the kind be more hot. In the winter, they're going to be the cool. Because it's expensive. Right. So,
should they... Why, Dalit, what do you mean?
Because in the
winter
they're
shorter,
so
it
won't be
something
could be
able to do it. If they'll lose money.
Right.
But he's saying, the bidding is not to do shows money.
Except in those places.
Oh, yeah, but I think he meant... He
but
only
they
meant...
They only show money in the summer, but they're always out there at these 7
Yeah, I think so, yeah. I don't think they would do much. But if they do... And when it becomes longer, like longer days, then they'll keep going.
Is this why people are saying, yeah, hold the meeting on the middle of the 72 or not?
Well, I mean, I don't know if everyone has the copy of this letter.
Some things that, like, meaning, when people who say, I keep rubbing it on, never ever say, Shav's money or, I mean, not that.
Most people, right. They're made it down 72, that's why. But,
He kept Shalom Manus for a bit of time. Because I told you, even though Rav Yosef was Matur Brit 20 minutes after the Shia, but to take the Pachol to Shabbos, he wants Rav Yosef and Shalom Manus to Rav Yosef.
Do they hold, like, Ikar Adin is Rav Yosef?
No, he holds Ikar Adin is the Gon, is the Bro. That's Rav Yosef. So therefore he says, you can't have Chumras Lagabi Brit Mila, because if you have a Chumra Lagabi Brit Mila, you can end up missing out on the eighth day.
But when people say that they hold Rabbeinu Tam,
so therefore the baby is born in 20 minutes, you know, well...
They want to hold Nikar Adin that Rabbeinu Tam, right? Like most people we say...
Yeah,
like,
sure.
Yeah. So once you hold Nikar Adin, you can hold like your goal, and that's the help for himself.
I mean, most probably the Shofar of Yosef Karo.
Right? Nikar Adin Rabbeinu Tam. All the Rishonim held like Rabbeinu Tam. I shouldn't say all, but especially the Kabbalah choices.
So why did we just nug him? If I back up the Gonim and said it afterwards.
Right, so then,
like
the Gonim were before the Rishonim. So if you hold like this.
So that's what Rabbi Kahn, Rabbi Aaron Kahn, said to me once. He felt that the grower was just trying to bring back the old minhag. But if you want to fit everything in, to be proud, you could say we hold the grow out of 40 minutes, that's what I always speak. But the minutes is just a chumrah on the grow. It's a big chumrah, because the grow is only 25 minutes, so why are we keeping 45? Yeah.
Well, you have to say you're keeping down
because it's interesting what they point out also is that what the Mishnah Berurah, the Berurah of Kasha is that in Reish Tzadi Gimel, when he tells you what Shabbos ends, if I was writing the Shulchan Aruch and I was a straight and made a converse, and even if I was Sholos, I'd make sure to write that Gimel Chachamim Shehu Dalad Mil. I wouldn't leave that out. He left that out. So if you hold like the Book of Cholos, great, but I don't know. Do you really think the Beis Yosef held like the Book of Cholos? I don't know. Reish Samach Aleph and Reish Tzadi Gimel. 30. Reish Samach Aleph is where he says, like, Reish Tzadi Gimel is just the So therefore, but he was machmir in Motzai Shabbos. But he said, he felt for a verse Mila, you can't be machmir, you have to do his business mind. Because if you can just be machmir, then you're not going to do Mila this mind. So you say the kid was born, 10 minutes after, Shia. So then what are you going to do the bris? You do the bris on Sunday, you're going to lose out on Mila Bismana.
Yeah, because
right, so he felt the Iker Halacha is like the minute. The minute is lying, like, and it could be that it became the minute because of the draw, the Talmid Abra, came there to Israel and they set up.
How do people hold the Halacha or Rabbi Tam if you're doing the bris anyway by Yom standard?
About Joseph. Others say no. I would be very,
I don't think doing risk is matter trumps the sheepers of this.
Doesn't a low class say trump an answer? Like not breaking Shabbos?
And all of a sudden, Muhammad are gone, and if you follow something that's not even quoted on the page, Ramah Shach is quoted in the Shach.
as far as the answer.
What? Where to do it? Elizabeth is rough tight.
Right, but I know that.
So what is the number?
So that's how it should be. It said 516.
So I would have the minutes for that. I told you that 8.5 is goes from 41 to 51. We keep on basically on the Europe, somewhere between 40 and 50 minutes. Especially the pipe use from Europe.
I don't know, but I mean, I don't think they can handle those 40. You know, that would say
40.
States last week was, you know.
They don't keep 40 right.
Like, that a lot in other words, like 300 kipper.
Do they keep the same amount the whole year? Well, I think it varies with the vary how many minutes they keep between Shkia and Tzeis. Well, it varies, it's not varies, but keep a cash for now.
Yeah.
Look in there and see how many minutes, whether they could be some places, you know, just keep a stand and see, so that people should get confused.
But all of us have to be able to do
a kipper shouldn't be different than any other shows.
And Broya and the Broya Shita, what is Nach? No, on a regular Shabbos.
It depends what time of year. I mean, now it's.
When did they announce Nach? How many?
5:15.
Last Shabbos. So it's 47.
But it's usually rounded up. They use 3 months to lock, and they round it up to the nearest 5 minutes.
Right, so it's 47?
48
to
5:15.
47.
Yeah.
3 months. So that's within, and in the summer they keep...
In the summer of this year, 8:31, they got marked to 9:23.
So it's 50... 831 is the latest. 831. 923. 923 and 29. By 52 minutes. Yeah, that makes sense. Because they basically probably keep 8.5. Like I told you, the summer, 8.5 is 51. So they probably have another minute.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So they keep, you know, representative shifts 8.5.
Uh-huh.
We'll see that in
the next time. Do you know the charge of the
Lions
on it?
Yeah.
Did they have our there and we're going to...
Yeah, we have to add a whole different time to the Lions on it.
8.5.
But it's 5 or 4 for the picture.
5 or 4 for what? The grass or
the
grass?
That's
no, but the fast score probably doesn't say 8.5. How many minutes is this?
30.
Yeah, because 8.5, as Rabbi Yaakov Hasman told me, that's for Katan. Is 8.5. But for fast, you don't have to keep time. So then you get like 10 minutes earlier. So how many minutes does he have in the fast?
34. That's in your
shalim. So then he keeps like 8 or
7
or something like that.
It's 34 in your
shalim.
Yeah.
So he keeps to the... Yeah.
Okay. So he's keeping 8.5
even. Okay. Let's take a 2-minute break. Not Shal Zmanian. And we'll get ready for Milka, okay?
Not a minute and 40 seconds.
Okay.